prayer now before Pesach. In Yanedu Yoma Pesach. The subject of tonight is the most controversial subject regarding Pesach. And that, of course, is the matzah.
Thank you. Why do I say controversial?
Because, ironically, there's nothing more dangerous that a person can eat on Pesach than matzah. It's the only item that can become hametz. Meat cannot become hametz, fruit cannot become hametz. Matzah, if it's done the wrong way, it can become hametz. So again, well, everybody thinks, oh, I'm only makpid to eat matzah on Pesach. You're eating the most dangerous of all foods. Some of the tzaddikim, for example, Achab ben Sion, alav shalom, would only eat the requisite, whatever was required of matzah, but not more. Meaning the kezetim that he needed to eat on the Rishon, the sedarim, and then on Yom Tov and Shabbat, and then not more. Because since the matzah, if a mistake is done with it, it can become hametz, as we'll see. As you all know, boys, hametz is het mem tzaddi. Well, matzah also has a mem and a tzaddi. They have the exact same letters. But matzah has a he. So the only difference between matzah and hametz is the het and the he. And the only difference between a het and a he is this little line. To show you the difference between hametz and matzah is a little line, which means the difference is fractional. And therefore, something is done not the digduk when it comes to the matzah, very easily, as we'll see, can become hametz. But let's just go review the halachot, boys, quickly, stuff that we know already, and then we'll say some chiddushim. Matzah is only able to be made from something that can become hametz. And those are the five grains. The five grains you're familiar with: hita, which is wheat; seora, which is barley; shifon, which is rye; shibona chual, which is oats; and then you have kosemet, which is spelt. So those are the five grains that matzah is made out of. You're not allowed to make matzah, for example, out of rice or millet, or it is vedohan. Even though you take the rice and you grind it up into a flour, rice is not machmitz. Rice is not hametz. Sfaradim have a custom, as you know, to eat rice on Pesach. There's nothing wrong intrinsically with rice. Although there's an opinion, of course, as you know, in the Yerushalmi, and it's brought down in Babli as well, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri shita is rice is mahmitz. Halakha is not like Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, halakha is like the Hachamim. But that's not why the Ashkenazim are mahmir on rice, not because they're choshesh to da'at yahid, Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan was nidcheh, he's da'at yahid. However, they're makpid because of other reasons, that there might be a wheat that's in the rice, the way they used to bag them, and so on and so forth. So rice matzah or rice dough is not a discussion. We're discussing the five grains. The discussion we have over here now is, when we take these five grains, there's something that you might have heard of that's called matzah shemura. What is matzah shemura? Once and for all, what is matzah shemura? Baruch atah Adonai, Amen. Well, you're watching it from something. Shamur, what are you watching it from? ISIS? What exactly are you watching the matzah from? It's Shemura. Who wants to steal the matzah? Do you want to take a matzot? We have a hard time eating it. Do you think they're going to steal the matzot from us? Or who are you being shomer the matzah? And the pasuk says, Ushmartem et ha-matzot. It's a mitzvah deoraita. What are we being shomer the matzah from? Anybody have any ideas? Oh, very good. So you say we're shomering it from hametz. So basically, the law of ushmartem et hamatzot, according to you, is protect the matzah from nothing or from anything that can make it hametz, which means make the matzot kosher with Pesach. Whatever the matzot, don't make hametz matzot. So it's nothing special, meaning special kavanah, ushmartem, kavanah. Simple. When you're making the matzot, make sure you don't get any hametz involved. And because, like we just said, it's very easy. You can make a mistake, so the Torah has to give you zeros, whatever the matzot. Okay, that's an interesting interpretation. You have to have a source for that, by the way, what you're saying, boys. And when does the Shemitah exactly stop? From when does the Shemitah stop? When does this mitzvah deoraita begin? Ushmartim from when? From which stage? From the baking? From the grinding of the wheat? From the Kitzira? From when, Mr. Rari?
You pick up the wheat.
Kitzira. Oh, he has a movie. So you're telling me already I have to send mashkihim to the fields with the sickles that I never saw. I never saw when Heinz gives a chef for ketchup, they're not picking the tomatoes in the field. The mashkihim is not in the field, the tomato patches. He meets them at the factory. I hope he meets them at the factory. But you tell me now, matzah, ushmartem et ha-matzot, in July when they're cutting the wheat, there's a mashgiach out there with a sickle. Can I ask you a simple question with all due respect? If you're right, I don't know, we'll see. But what in the world is going to be in the field? Where's the hametz in the field?
You're supposed to give them nothing away.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. So there's three enemies of matzah. You must know the three arch enemies of matzah. Enemy number one is mayim, water. At certain stages, although you can argue with rabbi, but if you put water in the flour, right? Not all water, but water at certain stages. Number two enemy is heat. Number three enemy is time. So we're trying to protect it from these three nemesis: water, heat, and time. Now, it's clear when it's in the ground, I'm not worried about any of these things. Because as long as it's in the ground, it cannot become hametz, even though the sun is beating on it all day, even though it rains. So you have water on the wheat, the heat is on it, and it's not being worked. As long as it's mechuban de karka, it cannot become hametz. Although, I will point out to you, and you saw it, I'm sure, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shita of the Gaon Bevilna, that at a certain point, even if it's attached to the ground and it stops being your neck from the ground, it can become hametz in the ground. So when we say Shemirah Mishat Ketzirah, if we're going to be really mahmir like the Gaon, we want to catch it when it's still being your neck in the ground. Because once it stops its yinika, it's for practical purposes like it's detached. So that's something that the people that are mahmir on this, if there is reason, I don't know if there's reason even yet, I'm just assuming that what you're saying is right. If there's an inyan to have a shemirah, mishat ketzirah, and then I ask you, so there'll be mahmir on this gaon also, but then I ask you a question, and which matzot are we talking about? Oh, yeah. And then on the other 6 days, I don't have to worry about hametz?
You don't need to be mahmir from
that. Huh? I don't have to be mahmir anymore.
You don't have to be
shmir
from so early.
What happened to the other 6 days? As far as I'm concerned, the sud karet is equal on day one and day seven, as far as I know. Why all of a sudden the law of shemirah, it's like saying, for the first day you should be mahmir, davka, badatz. And then by the last day, you can use triangle K already. You know, we're not going to bother anybody. Kosher is not kosher. Nothing changes. So again, logically, if that's the way you're learning Ushmartem et ha-matzot, and if you're learning Ushmartem means Shemirah b'chametz, and if you're learning Shemirah b'chametz is Mesh'ab Ketzirah for some reason, although you have no proof, your proof is on the matzah box. That's what your proof is. Because you saw it in the Sahmeh bakery on the white box, they put Shemurah Mish'ab Ketzirah, so you're assuming that they know something. Maybe they know, maybe they don't. But let's assume that the matzah box is your proof. But then you're going to also have to tell me that if that's the pshat, you're going to have to be makpid on shemurah b'shat kitzira for the whole holiday. Because if your whole concern is hametz, so if it's a hametz concern, the hametz concern is all 7 days. It's not a seder item, it's not a little seder item. There's no necessary that your matzot for the seder must be more matzot than other matzot. If it's a hametz issue. Am I clear?
So you're going to eat the matzah throughout the 7 days.
But if you plan on eating, well, you have to eat on Shabbatot, Yamim Tovim, and there's other lunch, right? Am I clear, Soma boys? So now let's open up Harambam. Harambam is very clear. What I'm reading you is not only Shitat Harambam, it's also Shitat Harif. Harambam is in... this is not nice. Harambam is in Perek Hem Hilchot Hametz Matzah. And it is in Halakha Het. He Het. That's how you remember it. Understand what I just told you? How you remember this Rambam, boys? He Het, because that's the difference between Matzah and Hametz. The He and the Het. So this is, it's like we remember the Pythagorean, Gemara, Erubin, Gimal, Yudalet. This is the way you remember this Halakha. It's Hametz u Matzah. Hametz u Matzah. Hametz u Matzah. He Het. It's very simple. The name is. תבשיל שנתבשל ונמצא בו סעורים או חיטים. You're cooking something on Pesach and you find all of a sudden in the תבשיל a barley corn got in there. You're making rice, for example. Not Hametz items. It's Pesach. All of a sudden you see a סעורה in there and it cracked open. So אם נתבקעו, if it cracked open, הרי כל התבשיל אסור. The whole תבשיל is going to be אסור. שערי נתערב בו חמץ, את חמץ. ואם לא נתבקעו, if it didn't crack open yet, so you caught it in time, מוציאים אותה, you take out the barley, ושורפים אותם, you have to burn them, it can become חמץ, so you burn it, ואוכלים שערי תבשיל, and you eat the rest of the תבשיל. שאין הדגן שנבלל או נתבשל ולא נתבקע, חמץ גמור. As long as it didn't crack open, the Rambam says, it's not considered Hametz Gamur to oser the Tavshir. Ve'eno e'la midvrei sofrim. Mishum shene'emar u'shmartem et ha'matzot. Kelomar, now the Rabbah is explaining what it means. Hizaharu b'matzah v'shimru otam mikol tzad himutz. Clear. Harambam is giving you now pshat in a pasuk in the Torah. Kelomar, he's paraphrasing. Hizaru, the Torah's talking to you. Hey, Hizaru, Rabotai, Takpidu, be careful. Be careful in the matzah, which I be careful from. Vishimru otam mikol tzad himutz. From any tzad that it can come to himutz. Harachatet, lefichach, amru hachamim, sarich adam dizaer bedagan. שאוכל ממנו בפסח, שלא יבוא עליו מים אחר שנקסר, עד שלא יהיה בו שום חימוץ.
וואו.
בפירוש רמב"ם. He says, that's why the rabbi said, you have to make the שמירה משעת קצירה. And my רמב"ם says, which type of דגן are we talking about? בדגן שאוכל ממנו בפסח. Did he say Lil Seder? No, he didn't say Lil Seder. Again, Lefichach, Amru Hakamim, Sarik, Adam Nizem, Bedagan, She'ochel, Memenu, Bapesach, She'lo Yavu Alav Mayim, Ahar She'niksar, Ad She'lo Yebo Shum Hemut. So therefore, Rabbi Isai comes out according to Harambam, one has to eat Matzah Shemura, Mish'at Ketzira, Kol Ahag. That clear? You know, I mean, according to Harambam, if you buying these, box, not the handmade stuff, and maybe this box matzah, then also Mishat Ketzira. But you're buying a regular Streitz, Horowitz, Margaretin, Manischewitz, whatever it is, a box of kosher bezel, OUP. But it might not be Shemura Mishat Ketzira. It's Shemura Mishat Techina. From the grinding already, they watch it at a. According to Harambam, don't eat it. That clear? That's a big chumrah of Harambam, Rabotai. That according to Harambam, you need shemuram, mishat ketzira, no hag. And by the way, let me say something clear. The matzah in the box, that's OUP, is that called matzah shemura? Why not? 100%, I agree with you. Of course it's matzah shemura. If it's OUP, it's shemura from hametz. There's a big misconception. If you ask most guys, matzah, oh, that's the round matzah. That's the round. The round matzah shemura. The hand bake is matzah shemura. No. Shemura means shemura mehimutz. So any matzah that's OUP is matzah shemura. So then what's the difference between the hand shemura and the box or machine made, we'll call it shemura? The only difference is going to be possibly from what stage did they make the shemura from. So the ones in the box of the handmade are usually shemura mish'at ketzira. The ones in the box are usually shemura mish'at tehina, from the time of the grinding. So it's just a later. But that's again a misconception. I would venture, if you went into the Bet Midrash and you put two boxes on the table, square matzahs in a Horowitz Margaretin box, or a Manischewitz box, and the big Satmar white box, and you would ask the guys in the Bet Midrash over here, point to the matzah shemura. 99% would point to the white Satmar box. And they would say, oh, your matzah shemura is the round ones. No, matzah shemura can be any shape. It's not limited to round or any geometrical shape. The shape is just, they decided to make round. You understand what I'm saying? Rashi has a different opinion in Masechet Pesachim on what matzah shemura is. Totally different interpretation than Harambam. He says, Ushmartem et ha-matzot. Ushmartem et ha-matzot. You don't need mishat ketzira. Yeah, you don't need all that. You don't need mishat ketzira. He doesn't say that. Of course, Rashi is going to say you cannot be hametz, but you don't need this, mishat ketzira. Ushmartem et ha-matzot means whatever you're doing when you're making the matzah, it should be l'shem mitzvat matzah. It's a new kavanah. You ever go to the matzah bakery, boys? L'shem matzah mitzvah. That's the fishitat Rashi. Which you don't need for anything else, by the way. When your mothers make challah and edibs, they say, l'shem mitzvat challah. They can say l'chmot shabbat if they want. But there's no din, ushmartem et ha-halot. But when it comes to matzah, there's a special ushmartem. How do I fulfill that ushmartem according to Shitat Rashi? It's the shem matzah mitzvah. But that's not Harambam. It's not Harambam. So it comes out a kula according to Harambam. It sounds like you don't need kavanah. L'shem matzah mitzvah. You just need kavanah l'shem Himutz, shelo yehametz. However, the chumrah of the Rambam is, but you need matzah shemura for himutz of kisa for ol hag. Whereas Rashi, you have a chumrah that the matzah, and he's specifically referring to the matzah on Lil Seder, that the matzah has to have kavanah l'shem matzah mitzvah, but the kulaz is only for the Lil Seder. The rest of the, there's no deen according to the Shem Ushmartim for the rest of the Hag. It's a deen on the Hag itself, the first nights of the Matzah, because that's the Matzah Mitzvah. There's no Matzah Mitzvah after the first night. So the Shem has a Chumrah and a Kula. He has a Chumrah and a Kavanah, but his Kula is, it's only the first night. Whereas Rambam has a Kula, you don't need a Kavanah, but you need Hamutz the whole holiday. Mishat Ketzira.
Does that mean for Rashi you don't need to be Zahir, that it's not?
Maybe not from Ketzirah, no. Maybe they already Afiyah is enough. Maybe Tehinah is enough. What is Maran Shulchan Aruch's opinion? This is the She'elah. What does Maran Shulchan Aruch hold legabeh this issue? Because we have to know halakha lemaaseh, which means I want to know two things. According to the Sfaradim, I want to know, number one, what is my opinion on matzah shemura? What stage does a shemura have to be up until? Does he go like Karabam that puts me at the shat ketzira? And then I want to know, does Maran obligate me to have this new kavanah called the Shem Matzah Mitzvah? That's something that's needed. So first I open up Shulchan Aruch. Let's open up Rabotai. Let's open up Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Taf Nun Okay, this is first Maran. Edu devarim shiyotzim behem yedei chovat matzah, בחיתין, בסעורים, בסתפנון ג' בקוסמין, בשיבולת שועל, בשיפון, אבל לא באורז, אורז נקרא ביגוד, ושאר מיני קטניות, וגם אינם באים לידי חימוץ, ומותר לעשות מהם תבשיר. Okay, that's clear. Then Maran comes along and says, later on, he's talking about באיזה מצה, He says, okay, then you need Mayim Shelanu, which we'll talk about Mayim Shelanu in a minute. What does Maran hold the Gaber, the Isur of? What does Maran hold the Gaber, the Isur of? Let's see if it's a Kaplan email. Let's find it first. What time? This is going to be a very important Tanakh. הלכה דלת, תפנון ג' דלת. החיתים שעושים בהם מסת מצווה. המסת מצווה. זאת אומרת, המסת מצווה הנה. טוב לשומרם שלא יפלו עליהם מים משעת קצירה. טוב, זה כל חומרה, טוב, not mandatory. ולפחות משעת תחינה, minimum from the תחינה, ובשעת הדעת מותר לקח קמק מן השוק. Very interesting, Maran. This is not הרמב״ם. Maran tells you, for the מצה of the מצווה, it's okay to try to take קצירה stuff. But you don't need really ketzira stuff. Even tahina will be enough. And you know what? Forget about tahina. Even afiya will be enough. And shat adak, you can even take flour from the market and don't worry about anything. So clearly, Shulchan Aruch is not learning like Harambam. Harambam said the shimira has to be dafka mishat ketzira for the whole holiday. And Shulchan Aruch is telling you that even for the matzah of the mitzvah, you need some shemitah. It doesn't have to be such a strict shemitah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Rotzei lomar, ha-matzot she-ochlim b'shte ha-lelot ha-rishonot, le-kayem b'hem mitzvot b'erev t'ochlu matzot. Hem serichim shemitah yetera. And what's the shemitah yetera, according to Shulchan Aruch? Either mishat ketzira, or an extra shemitah, mishat tehinah. That's the extra shemitah that's needed. צריכים שמירה יתרה ולא די לנו במה שאין לנו ריעותה של חשש It's not enough that you don't have a ריעותה that you need an extra שמירה שימור יתר על השם מצוות מצה, דכלו שמתם את המצות. Very interesting. Comes the Biur Halacha and says, Maran says, Tov. So according to this, by the way, if I'm sitting in a seder with Sephardim, and they bring me to the table the Manashev et Matzah, which I have to assume has Shemira, maybe not Mish'at Ketzira, but at least they had Shemira Mish'at Tehina, at least. Or, even if they didn't have it Mish'at Tehina, maybe Mish'at Nisha. According to Sephardim, that's considered Matzah Shemura. No problem, eat it. I, but it's square. Who cares? I doesn't have Yiddish on the box. Something didn't make it. If you were in the Rambam's house, he wouldn't touch it. But if I'm in Shulchan Aruch's house, Tov! Now, I'm not minimizing the Tov here, by the way. I'm talking about the case where that's what they served you. Yes, sir. Yes. But that's what I have in front of me. Now, I have to be honest with you. The Mishnah Berurah in the Biur Halakha says, Mish'at Ketzira, V'da'at Tepri Hadash Le'achriya D'Shimur Mish'at Ketzira Medinahi. The Pri Hadash holds, it's Medina, you need Ketzira. U'l'ekuba, it's Me'akiv Afilu B'di'abad. Oh, the Pri Hadash Ve'i Makpir on Ketzira. וכתבריו נמסע בכמה ראשונים דשימור ומשעת קצירה הוז ראשונים רמב״ם ואף דאם לא ימצא מצא ששמע משעת קצירה לשם מצא בוודאי נוכל לסמוק על דת שואר אבל he says if you didn't find משעת קצירה you can rely on the שוחד הרוך אני קריבי מקר ברכה וכל מקום לכתחילה בוודאי נכון להחמיר למצא של מצווה לקח דווקא מצא שמונה משעת קצירה ובשם הגאון רבי אליהו פון וילנה הביאו גם כן שהחמיר מאוד שלא יכול רק מה שיש לו שעת קצרה והוא היה נזהר בזה כל ימי הפסח. Like the Rambam. So the Gaon Mevilna was, that's where they get this humra of only eating matzah shemura mishad ketzina the whole Pesach. It's the Gaon that got it from Arambam. And Achab Ben Tzion Abba Shalom was the same. He would only eat on the Hag Pesach matzah Mish'at Ketzira, although according to Shulchan Aruch, he's more lenient. Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to have Ketzira the whole Hag. If you want to have Ketzira, it's good Ushmartem for Lel Seder. That's your extra Shemira that you need for the Matzot of the Lel Seder. After that, Kosher Matzot OUP, I don't care when they did the Shemira from. As long as it's Kasher, there's a Mashkiach out there, and he's telling you it's not Hametz, even though you don't have such a Shemira, that's okay. Now, what does Maran hold, Rabbi? He said, what does Maran hold? The Gabed is Kavanah L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah. This is the Shem Chimutz. Does Maran hold you need a Kavanah L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah? Or what does Harambam hold? Does Harambam hold you need that? So there's an amazing piece of Acham Ben Zion over here. Listen to this Rambam, boys. The Rambam is in Hilchot Hametz U'Matzah Perek Vav. I'm going to read you a Rambam. The question will be obvious to you. So I'm not going to even say the question. I'm just going to read the Rambam and give the answer because the question will be obvious to you. You ready? Halat Toda. Halot Toda. Korban Todah has halot in it. Urkiken Nazir. These have matzot. They made part of the Korban Todah or the Rikiken Nazir are made up with matzot. Sha'asa otam la'atzmo. Guy was a Nazir. He had to bring Rikiken Nazir. Or he had to bring a Korban Todah. So he made the matzot l'shem Korban Todah or l'shem Korban Nazir. And now we decide, you know what? These matzot are great. I want to use them for Pesach. Rambam says, "En yotzim bahem." Shne'emar u'shmartem et matzot. Matzah mishtamedet le'inyan matzah bilvadi shiyotzim ba. Aval zu mishtamedet le'inyan hazebach. This was mishtamed l'shem zebach. You need matzah to be nishtamed l'shem matzah. Therefore, these matzot are not going to be good. What are you talking about? How does Rambam learn u'shmartem et matzot? Shimur from what? Chemutz. Are these chametz? So what do I care if you did it l'shem zebach or l'shem pesach? According to Rambam, the main thing of Ushmartem is what? Chemutz. This is not chametz. Mach patli, if I was watching it from chametz l'shem pesach, or I'm watching it from chametz because zebach, or I'm watching it from chametz because I'm allergic to chametz. Machpat, the point is, it had a shimur. Where did you see the Rambam? You need a kavana. L'shem matzah. What's l'shem matzah? How did you learn this Rambam, Rabotai? Again, halo toda urkike nazir sha'asa otam la'atzmo en yotzim bahem. Lama? Shnemar ushmatem et ha-matzot. Matza meshtameret ha'inyan matza bilvadi shiyotzim. Aba zu meshtameret ha'inyan ha-zebach. This was meshtameret for zebach. Machpatli. Put it under the microscope. Is there any hametz in this matza? No. So there's a shemirah, shem hametz. What do you care? You hear the question, boys?
There's no difference in how rigorously you guard it.
Again, the shem hametz. It's the shem hametz. So that's all I have to be worried about. So how are we going to answer this? These are stira and the Rambam's over here, Rabotai. So the way the Mefarshim answer the Rambam is based on the Taz. The Taz says it's two inyanim. The Shem Himutz, that already you need Mish'at Ketzira. And could be, by the way, you have to buy the Zevach. Could be the way Mahmid, not to have Himutz Mish'at Ketzira, so that, not a problem. However, there's another Kavanah that Harambam says you have to have. You have to have L'Shem Matzah. L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah doesn't have to be at the Ketzira. L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah can be already later on in the process. But you need L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah even according to the Rambam. You just don't need it Mish'at Ketzira. So therefore, if I made the Matzah L'Shem Zevach, you're missing a L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah. So from this Rambam, you see that you also need an inyan of L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah. You just don't need a Mishat Ketzira. Chimutz already is in the field. But when they're cutting the field, when they're cutting the wheat, the Rambam says, you have to say L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah. L'Shem Chimutz. When do you need L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah? Later on, when you're kneading it or when you're baking it. So based on that, that's how we'll answer the Rambam. Over there in Halakha, in Perek Heh, Harambam said you need Shemira Mish'at Ketzira. That was Linyan Chimutz. Here, when he says it was made L'Shem Zeba, he's talking about what? Because you need L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah, so you need both Kavanot. That's very important. Because now, if we're learning Harambam correctly, that's what Chaim Ben Zion learns it. That means Harambam also needs L'Shem Matzat Mitzvah. Now, I don't know how they make those box matzot now. Mustama, they make L'Shem. What are they making for L'Shem? Pesach, L'Shem. I don't know how they do that with machines. I don't know how a machine has kavana, to be honest with you. Can a machine, the button, push the button?
That's a
shalom. Okay, Baruch Hashem. That's a shalom. Okay, but now you understand the shalom, the fault. Once I need a kavana, I don't know how a machine, even Siri, if she says L'Shem kavanat mitzvah, it's not going to help you. You need a kavanat adamo, not kavanat kof be'alma. Okay, so that we'll see. Ayin, all the poskim talk about machine made matzah with kavanot, and all that, pushing buttons, not pushing buttons, for another time. What does Shulchan Aruch hold with this kavanah, boys? Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Samech. En lashin matzat mitzvah, velo ofin ota, al yedei enu yehudi, velo al yedei cheresh shoteh v'katan. You're not allowed to knead the dough or bake it, not al yedei goy, or not al yedei cheresh shoteh v'katan. Why not? Why wouldn't I be allowed to knead it al yedei goy? Wow, Amari's going to make chametz? And he's talking about matzah mitzvah, by the way. En lashin matzah mitzvah. He says, "Ma she'en ken mishnah berurah b'shar matzot en tzarich shimur l'shem mitzvah." That's what's a kavanah issue. When it comes to the matzot of all week long, the goy make it as long as you know there's no chametz. Rak shizeh shlo yibem hashash chametz. ומותר לעשות הידי ממשגיח, ולא כזה ומשגיח זה. However, when it comes to these, הטעם דכתיב ושמרתם את המצות, ומש בזה לשמירה שאתה בשמרת שלא תחמיץ, תתכוון לשם מצה של מצווה. That's Maran. So Maran holds like you need כוונה לשם מצה מצווה as well. You just don't need it, you know, too early in the process. Okay. So according to Shulchan Aruch, technically, as long as I have a box of matzot, I don't care when the Shemirah was, even if the Shemirah was not from Ketzirah, even if it was from Tehina, or even if it wasn't from Tehina, even he said, even if I bought flour from the Shuk, it was grounded already. Now I got to make a point. So you're going to tell me now I can go, according to Shulchan, buy flour from the Shuk today and make Hazmat Shalom. Today the flour is all Hametz in the Shuk, because they soak the flour in water before they sell it to you. So it's all Hametz. A regular 5-pound bag of Hekas flour is Hametz Gamur. The fools think, it's flour. Flour is not Hametz. You're right, flour's not Hametz, but there was water in there already. The part of the process of making flour, they put in water. So therefore, when Maran says, you could even go buy flour from the Shuk, he's talking about Bizmanahim. He doesn't mean go buy a Hekas bag of flour and make matzanya in your kitchen. That's Hametz Gamur, understand? Oh, so now at least we have a derech, boys. Now, if I wanted to be mahmir to the ultimate degree, which Chama Vajah is, and we saw the Pri Hadash, and Achim Ben Sion, so they're going to take all the Chumrah, because Chumrah de Pesach. So what do we do, Chumrah de Pesach? Chumrah de Pesach, we're going to try to follow Harambam, that we're going to be makpiran, matzah shemura, mishat ketzira, not only for Leil Seder, but for the whole Chag. And that's the government of Vilna was makpid on that as well. And Rav Aaron Cutler, even though it cost a lot of money, when he bought the menu for Lakewood Yeshiva boys, the whole Pesach, only Matzah Shemura Mish'at Ketzira. We're also going to be makpid of what? That it's going to have to be made L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah at some point. So therefore we're not going to let Goyim, anybody, knead it or bake it. But now already the poskim are going to say in the chatila you should have the shemirah l'shem mitzvah from the ketzira. So that's why when these guys go to the field in July, when they're cutting it l'shem mitzvah. So look how much mahmir we are on these matzot. But at least now you know the shitot we have to be careful of. Now, something else has to be discussed. Machine made, I don't know if you can have kavanah machine made. Some say button, Chabin Zion says, it's a problem if you push the button, because the button only gives you the first surge of electricity. After that, the electricity is new electricity, so therefore there's no cover on the next surge of electricity. Unless you have a certain button where they keep on pushing it. Where it keeps on koho. Or they have, I saw in the matzah bakeries, they have it on the floor. You have the mashkiach just banging on it every second. The Shem Matzah. Okay. There's enough poskim that are leaned on machine-made matzah. Some like machine-made better, because there's no human error in machine-made matzah. In a matzah bakery, you have human error. In a machine, it's all automated. There's no mistakes. Some say no, but the machines get hametz stuck in it. It's hard to clean. But today, they solved that problem. Today, the automation is very good. It's just a kavanah lishma. So some will have machine-made matzah for the rest of Seder, for the rest of Pesach, I mean to say, where you don't eat Lishma. And for the first night, they have handmade, because handmade has human kavana. Are we clear how this works, boys? Now let's go to the next discussion. I have an idea, Rabotai, where we can make a lot of money. I'm going to give you the idea, but then I'm going to have to take the idea back immediately. Today we have molds. Why don't we make matzot with pictures on it? But you imagine I could sell you a matzah with Moshe Rabbeinu holding the luchot or something. Today we have molds. You just, after we bake the matzah, put a mold. Imagine I could send you dam sefardeya kinim, give out the kids. Oh, what's a dam makas? Sefardeya matzah. All the different paron. Kiryat Yam Suf. Why not make a new market and make, so they do it for everything else, and you'll sell it in a second. You know, collect them all, like the baseball cards. So collect all the series, the 53 different series of picturesque matzot. It sounds like a great idea. But again, if they didn't do it, there's a reason already. There's a reason they didn't do it. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Samich says, En osim sirikin ha-mitzuyarin. You're not allowed to make pictures on the matzot. Da'ainu l'tzayer bepat kimin haya ve'of. Draw an animal or bird or something. Why? Because it takes time. It takes time. And again, the enemy of matzah is what? Time. Now you can have some guy with his tool starting to draw pictures. It's going to become hametz. So I said, okay, today we have molds. Let's just go 1 second. Boom. The Mishnah Berurah says no, because if you're going to use a mold, what are the people going to say? Oh, he must use the stick. And they're going to come to use the stick. They're not going to use a mold. Gezerah! And therefore... So then Maran says, okay, what about the holes? No, the holes are okay. Holes are not considered a picture. Shulchan Aruch says, Aval ma she'osim oto b'masrek, meaning they make the holes in the matzah with a fork, kedesh shelo yitpah, that's so it doesn't rise. V'chen ma she'menakbim ha-matzot, mutar. Mikol makom tov limahen la'asotan shelo la'ashot b'hem. Firstly, you can make the matzot. We don't want to waste any time. So that's the reason of that's the picturesque matzot. That is something else that has to be discussed, like about the matzah. The matzot that you're eating, boys, which is the cracker matzot, is a relatively new invention of about 500 years ago. Matzot never looked like that. Matzot are not supposed to be thin like a cracker. That was never matzot from the times of the Gemara, as you know. How do I know that that wasn't the matzot of the times of the Gemara? Because I have pictures. How do I have pictures? I have something better than the picture. A picture you could doctor up. I have a ra'ayah from the Gemara. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about pat she'ipsha. That's a piece of bread that became spoiled. And you don't know if it's hametz or matzah. Let's stop right there. How is it possible that a bread can become spoiled where you can misinterpret it as a piece of matzah? Will anybody in a million years misinterpret a piece of pita bread and a matzah? I don't care how spoiled the bread became. Would you ever look at the spoiled bread and say, is this bread or matzah? You know it's spoiled bread. Ela, the pshat is because in the olden days the matzah looked like bread. How did they make the matzah in the olden days? Who told you that you have to make it so thin? They would take a piece of dough and they would make it thick. Thick doesn't make it hametz. Flour and water, they knead it the same way. They just keep it a little thick to put the holes in it and they put it in the oven. As long as it didn't rise and it didn't stay unworked for 18 minutes or less, it's not matzah, it's not hametz. And therefore they would put these pitot in the oven. And they would come out soft. It would take a little longer to bake them because they're a little thicker. Whereas like a regular matzah, maybe it takes 15 seconds to bake in the oven.
There's no hashash that the inside.
So you have to have it. You have to have it down to a science. You have to know how hot your oven is. You have to know how long to keep it in. But if you keep it in at the right time, of course, if it's gooey, then you have a problem. But if you kept it in the right time, and therefore you're eating what's called soft matzot. And this was the custom of the Sfaradim. Acham Ben Sion ate soft matzot. And Acham Avadya ate soft matzot. And all the Sfaradim, although the Ashkenazim did not. The drama says that's why we make these rikikim, because we want to do it fast and it doesn't become hametz and it gets baked very quickly. But that's the Menachem Ashkenazim. Now go find somebody that makes soft matzot bizman hazeh. There's a few rabbis that do it. What's the benefit of it? First of all, it's very soft, you can eat it. I mean, it's not to break your teeth. But it's heavy. That's the problem. It's not such an appetizing act. It's very dense. So you have to eat much less because it's very dense. The kezayit will be, I mean, you could have one matzah this size for the whole night. It's five kezayitim in this one little piece here because it's very dense. Whereas you're eating three slices because it's much lighter, here you have, but it's very heavy. But again, it's easier to eat. It's chewing bread. It's just, if a guy wouldn't know and you would see this on the table, it's hametz, get off the table. It's like a Syrian bread, piece of pita bread. Okay, fine. That's the minhag of these fasts. So if somebody comes and offers you a soft matzah, it was the minhag. We cannot say, oh, we never ate this. Acham Avajah ate it. Acham Ben Zion ate it. This was the minhag of the Sfaradim. Stamma the Ben Ishchai ate it. And all the... that's the way they made matzah. That's what the Gemara ate. The Tanaim ate it. Now we go to the next issue. Why is it 18 minutes? The Gemara says that it takes a dough, as long as it's not being worked, a meal is a certain shi'ur, for it to become hametz. It's a Gemara give a shi'ur, and a meal is 18 minutes. The Rambam, a meal is actually 24 minutes, but we go according to the more strict opinion. Just like for salting meat, we take a meal is 18 minutes. So the same thing when it comes to hametz, 18 minutes. Now that doesn't mean if you're kneading it, I'll tell you what halakha. If you're kneading, you can knead it all day long, it will not become hametz. Once you stop working it, then the clock starts. I have dough. I'm kneading it. I can knead it from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. It will not become hametz. As long as I'm working it, it cannot become hametz. When does hametz begin? When I leave it. Let's say I kneaded the dough, and then I went inside for a minute to make a phone call, and I come back 18 minutes later. Vinny, that's hametz. But if I worked it, it'll never become hametz. Clear? So then in the matzah bakery, they'll always, every round is less than 18 minutes. So they guarantee that it did not become hametz. From the time that they knead the dough till it gets baked is less than 18 minutes. So they know it could not have become hametz. Now, the problem is why they makpid less than 18 minutes also is because when the matzah gets hot, it can become hametz much quicker. So when you're kneading it, it becomes hotter. So when they stop kneading, since the dough is hot now, it can become hametz less than 18 minutes. And the fact that the matzah bakery is hot because there's a lot of things going on, so therefore we don't wait to 18. It's even less than 18. Therefore we do it immediately. Now there's another type of matzot that I want to talk to you about. And has to be discussed as well. There is a shita of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. Rabbeinu Asher's shita was that matzot for Lel Seder can only be baked on Erev Pesach after Hatzot. Wow. That's putting me in a very limited window there. And no other matzot are you yotzeh. Forget about what the Rambam said, Shemina Mashat Ketzina, and the Shema. That's a separate thing. Now we're discussing the time. When are the matzot to be baked? The Rosh says the matzot l'shem matzah Erev Pesach after midday. That means this year it's Friday, Erev Pesach. Midday is like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You have nothing better to do now. 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, you have to go to Williamsburg, and you have to make matzot. And those are the only matzot that you can use for Leil Seder. Any other matzah according to the Rosh? Zero. Efes. Abadan. Why? Where did he get this from? He has a kish. He said, Ukshu matzot lePesach. And just like Korban Pesach, you can only bring on Erev Pesach after Hatzot, that's when you bring the Korban. And therefore, it's Al Matzot Umrorim is with the Korban Pesach. So therefore, what? Same time. What's our practice when it comes to this? What's Shulchan Aruch's opinion when it comes to this? Do we have this stringency? Yeah. We say yes, no. Maran has a whole siman on it, by the way. Maran has a whole siman on it. Taf nun chet, mitzvah lalush ha-matzah ve'ere Pesach. Nohagim, shelo lalush matzat mitzvah ve'ere Pesach ad achar shesh sha'ot shehu zman akrabat korban Pesach ubi yudalet she'al yot b'sheva. It's another story. So that's it. Nuhagim. It's menag. But it's not me'akev, obviously. Because he says it's only nuhagim. He didn't say hayuv. Now, could you imagine how expensive that matzah is, by the way? Whereas if a box will cost you $25 a box, each slice will cost you $25. Because it's a premium. How many people could bake at that moment? The matzah bakery, it's a golden hour of operating. It's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Erev Pesach. 4 hours the bakery has. And how many bakeries are there? And you're feeding clients. Is this something we should be concerned about, boys? Is it something we should try to get our hands on? Depends where your tradition is. In the yeshivish world, they're not makpid on this too much. The Gaon de Vilna was not makpid on it. I don't think the Hazon Ish was makpid on it. The Olam HaYeshivot, they're not makpid on these Erev Pesach Matzot. For different reasons. One reason is because they're very dangerous. Why are they very dangerous?
Because
Erev Pesach after Hatzot already, Hametz is Asur B'mashu. Whereas if something came into the Matzot that you're baking tomorrow, Hametz before Pesach is Batel B'Shishim. So we can rely on Bitul. But here the margin of error becomes much smaller. You understand what I just said? Because you're baking b'shat isur, and secondly, I heard from my rabbis, since you're baking Erev Pesach, you're doing it very quick. So therefore, maybe a lot of the chumrot that you would be able to do, if you baked early, you have more time, you have to compromise those chumrot. So then the question is, it's a scale, which is better? That being said, Chaim Ben Tzion was makpid to eat Erev Pesach Matzot. And I'm told that they brought them to Hacham of Ajah as well. And that was the Minhag of the Sfaradim. There's nothing to talk about. Minhag of the Sfaradim was to be makpid to eat Matzot for Lel Seder. So if you have connections in the Matzah baking cartels, and you can get your hands on these Matzot and you can afford it, that's Mamash Lechem Oni. It'll make you ani, $25 a slice. Lechem oni. It's a mitzvah. I cannot discount it so much and just say we don't do it. You're right. If a client say you cannot tell client that they have to be makpid to do it, it's going to be very difficult. It doesn't exist. I think it makes thousands of pounds. But if you have a friend that's going to bake Erev Pesach Matzot, and he can secure you a slice or two, and you know the kashrut is good, grab it, it's gold. I myself never had it. And my rabbis were not makpid on it, so nor did I try to make an effort. Maybe I would be makpid on it now that I saw that Chaim Ben Tzion was makpid on it, and Chaim of Ajah.
That's why it was easy.
They made it in their house, 100%. Today we don't make it in the house, so it becomes much more difficult. The commercializing of the matzah industry makes it difficult to do this chumra. There's another chumra eser.
So back then, they also baked on Yom Tov 100%.
They baked on Yom Tov. The problem with baking matzah is another issue. The issue is as follows. Malan talks about the baking on Yom Tov, by the way. Yeah. Bet. Halash Isa b'Yom Tov shel Pesach. Lo yikra shem lehalat sheta'afeh. Shim yikra l'ashem enu rashay la'afotah. V'im yaniha nakach tachmitz v'enu rashay l'surfa b'Yom Tov. There's a big issue in baking on Yom Tov. Listen to the amazing issue with the baking on Yom Tov. You wouldn't have thought about this. Huh? No. I'm Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov. It's not Seder. It's the last days of Yom Tov. I want to bake matzot. Like a simple case. Last days of Yom Tov. I came home from shul before dinner. I said, Botai, we're going to bake matzot now in the house on Yom Tov. Project. Okay, all the kids come. We're baking the matzot. Now the lady bakes 3.5 pounds of dough. Now we have a mitzvah of challah. Oh, challah. Challah. So it's okay. Take the shalom of the Sivan, the fish challah truma. Take the dough. Halezu challah. Okay, now we do this challah now. Give it to a kohen. We don't have kohanim to eat the challah today. Leave it. It's going to turn into hametz. What to do? I burn it? You can't burn Kadashim on Yom Tov. So you have a problem. The problem is not the baking. The problem is that what are you going to do? How are you going to be mafrish challah? No matter what you do, you're stuck. To be mafrish and give it to a kohen. We don't give it to a kohen today. To be mafrish it and at least leave it there. It's going to turn into hametz. To be mafrish and burn it, it's a suit to burn Kadashim on Yom Tov. So Shulchan Aruch says, amazing halacha, halash isa b'yom tov shel pesa, it's tafnun zayin bet. Halash isa b'yom tov shel pesa, lo yikra shem lechala ad sheteafeh. You have to rely on not taking the challah until you bake it. It's one of the exceptional cases. Normally we say you always have to take the challah from the dough. In this case, you have to wait till you bake it and take it from the matzah itself. Guess what? That's what we do in the matzah bakeries as well. Even though you're going to see on the... I'll tell you what halakha Shulchan Aruch. Halakha says, when you're baking matzah, you should not bake the doughs more than the shiur of challah. Let's say shiur of challah, according to Achav, it has 3.5 pounds of flour. The Beni Shai says it's 5 pounds, but we hold it 3.5 pounds. Once already you take 3.5 pounds of flour, you're hayav in challah. We try to bake the matzah 2 pounds. We don't like to make the doughs big. Why? Because it's hard to knead it. And if it's not going to be able to knead it, it's not going to be worked. If it doesn't get worked, it's going to turn into hametz. So we use smaller. So technically, when you're baking matzot in a matzah bakery, you'll never have to take challah because each dough is less than the shiur. So how come when you go buy the matzah from Satmar, on the box it says challah genumen? What's challah genumen? Challah was taken. What was challah taken? You're not supposed to make the shiur of challah. So what do we do in a matzah bakery? I'll tell you what we do. You're right, each individual dough is less. But now we bake, and we put them all in cartons, all the matzot, like in racks. Then we take a paper, and we cover the rack. And now, collectively, all of the matzot equal to the shiur of challah, and we take challah from the matzot collectively after they're baked. So that's the challah genumen. Although each challah was made separately, but we mitzaref them. How do we mitzaref them? In a keli. We put them in this dolly that we carry there, the matzah bakery, and we cover it so it's all considered one, and therefore we're able to take challah. So again, why not take challah from the dough? They don't want you to take challah from the dough because it's too fast. Because it takes too much time. Just like they don't want you to make pictures on the challah. Because again, the three enemies are... The three enemies are what? Water, heat, and time. Are we clear on this, boys? Next week we continue.